Right now, panel, some questions for you from the week's news. And this week, we are beginning with a segment that we call...
Hey, does this barrel I'm wearing make my butt look big?
In which we chat a bit about the current financial troubles, whatever they're called. Roy, in today's economy, things are tough all over. They're particularly tough for bankers in New York's financial district, but they're not the only ones suffering. According to the New York Times, a support group has formed for what related group of people?
Related to bankers? Mm-hmm. Who's willing to admit they're related to bankers? People who sell things to bankers?
Not quite.
People who rent things to bankers? I know what it is. It's executives' debts or something.
No.
Let's cut to the chase. Hookers. It's hookers and coke dealers. Hookers and coke dealers.
No, he said it.
One really hurting.
One people who sell things to bankers.
You're all sort of circling around it. You're not quite there.
Helicopters.
No. It's tough to face the problem of getting less expensive jewelry this year, for example.
Wives and girlfriends.
Exactly.
Oh, of course.
Paul, you just stole that. I guess that's how we all roll in these new times. You just got to be savage and go out there and get your point, man. Dog eat dog quiz. Yes.
Sorry.
Women who
I got
date...
excited.
Let's call them bankers malls.
Bankers malls. Very good. Yeah, or women who date bankers.
Right.
Sure, we all feel sorry for the Wall Street bankers who only got half of their usual multi-million-dollar bonuses last year. But can we spare a tear for the poor young women who date them? A number of these modern-day Dust Bowl refugees started a blog that's called Dating a Banker Anonymous. They've been meeting in person once or twice a month for drinks. We're betting chocolatinis with a splash of tears. It's not just a downsizing of the bling they get. They say their boyfriends are preoccupied, emotionally absent, and even more shallow and self-obsessed than they usually are.
Yeah, I read that. One of them said... He wants me to be supportive. I didn't sign on for that.
Exactly. That's one of the problems. It's like they're actually turning to them for emotional support. It's terrible. Right. But another poster had a terrible problem. This is true. A poster in the blog complained that she wasn't going to go on any trips this year because her boyfriend says his wife is paying more attention to their expenses.
Boy.
Allison, the economic crisis has spread to Japan as well, but they're more forward-thinking than we are. The electronics giant Canon, among many other companies, has started ordering its workers to go home at 5:30 p.m. twice a week for the express purpose of doing what?
To help the economy. Go home early to help the economy.
Well, to help the economy over the long run.
Oh, make more little Japanese people.
Exactly right. Japan has got its share of problems, among them a low national birth rate and aging population, so an industry group has urged its member companies to send employees home early, two nights a week, in order for them to get to work manufacturing the workers of tomorrow. Practicing the ancient Japanese art of shtupaku. Now, workers in Japan, of course, are famous for their ferocious devotion to their jobs, and they need apparently to be ordered by their bosses to go home and get jiggy with it. This would never work in America, because here, if given such an order, our workers would once again ignore their assigned task to go watch YouTube videos of dancing cats.
Or YouTube videos of shtupaku.
Allison, like every other industry, the restaurant business has been hit by the recession. According to a report in the Dallas Star-Telegram, the success of one national chain has other restaurants looking to copy it. What is the chain?
May I have a hint, please?
Well,
what's the chain doing?
You know, thanks to this place, you know, the phrase, I read it for the articles, has been updated to, I go there for the chicken wing.
Is there like a Playboy burger joint?
Practically.
Something?
Something like that.
Playboy,
you haven't heard of it?
Playboy drive through Playboy.
Its logo is an owl.
Oh, Hooters.
Hooters. Well, everyone else suffered losses or flat sales in 2008. Hooters figures were up 2%.
Nothing flat about Hooters sales.
Waka, waka, waka.
So entrepreneurs were hoping to cash in on that trend. Scantily clad waitresses slinging beer and mediocre food. They opened. People have opened similar restaurants with equally tacky names like Twin Peaks. Bone Daddies.
Ooh.
Worse yet, even traditional chains desperate to save their businesses, they're getting into the act. They're awkwardly rebranding themselves. For example, there's International House of Cleavage, Hula Cans, Apple Boobs.
Apple Boobs. Oh,
oh, oh. Interestingly, though, Fuddruckers isn't even changing their name.